This Ramadan, don't break your fast with Israeli dates. Messages like this one have been circulating on social media networks around the world. The reason is quite simple. Israel grows these dates on confiscated Palestinian land it illegally occupies. 60% of Israeli dates are grown in illegal settlements and 80% of those dates are exported.
You are stealing my house!
And if I don't steal it, someone else is gonna steal it!
Dates are the most profitable Israeli crop, and exporting them, mainly to Europe and the United States, greatly strengthens the Israeli economy. However, in order to reach multi-million dollar profits, Israel engages in exploitative practices. And here's how. Picking dates is extremely tiring and dangerous work, which is why illegal Israeli settlers outsource the task to Palestinians, using them for cheap labor. The job requires Palestinian workers to climb palm trees using cranes, staying up to 12 meters above ground for hours, without the possibility of even going to the toilet, and sometimes in extreme heat. The crane lowers the workers to the ground only after they have fulfilled the harvest quota. In these conditions, Palestinians are at risk of heat stroke and injuries. And when an injury does occur, they often have no access to quality healthcare or compensation for a workplace injury. Israeli companies have an established practice of particularly exploiting Palestinian children because they climb trees faster, work for minimum wages, and are easier to take advantage of. Due to widespread poverty, desperate Palestinian families are often forced to withdraw their children from school and send them to work for illegal settlers. Palestinian rights activists have long been urging people around the world not to buy Israeli dates for years.
To purchase dates for Ramadan that are grown on stolen Palestinian land with stolen Palestinian water, and the profit goes to the state of Israel, it goes to the thieves, is unheard of. It's immoral.
They are continuing with the campaign this year as well.